Today we're going to learn a very difficult story. We will learn it simply today, and maybe at a different time we'll learn it with more depth. The Gemara tells us that there was a great sage named Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. And the Gemara also recounts a very difficult story about Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. This story has a few versions. It's quoted in the Gemara in Tanit. It's quoted in Avot Rabbi Natan. If I'm not mistaken, it's also quoted in Tanit de Be'eliyahu. It's quoted in a few different places, and each place has slight variations on the story. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar had been learning for quite a while, and as he's traveling, he's traveling on the beach on his way home, and he's happy with his success, with the amount that he's learned, and that happiness evolves into a slight feeling of pride, gava. And as he's traveling, a man approaches him. And this man looks terrible. This man looked disgusting. His features made one cringe. His clothing were dirty. And his face was distorted. His whole behavior was anomalous. It was unusual. Was something that when you looked at him, the person automatically wanted to look the other way. And when Rabbi Shimon saw him, he marveled at what a person. Wow, what a disgusting person. And as he's thinking this to himself, the man greets him and says, Shalom Alecha Rabbi, peace to you, Rabbi. And Rabbi Shimon thought that the man was behaving irrespectfully. That's not the way a Talmid Chacham should have been greeted. And Rabbi Shimon felt that the person must be an improper person. It must be that his external disgusting features reflected an internally disgusting person. And so Rabbi Shimon does not respond and greet him with shalom, but rather he calls to him empty one, one without manners. How ugly you are. Are all the people from your city ugly like you? And the person got very insulted. And he said, I don't know. But if you don't like the way I look, then do me a favor. Go to the smith who fashioned me this way and tell him how ugly is this vessel that you created. Now what was he telling Rabbi Shimon? I am a creature of the Ribbono Shel Olam. God created me. And I am... Maybe he was referring also to the fact that God says mankind is created b'tzelem elokim, in the fashion of Hashem. Even a person who deserves the death penalty, who gets hung, the Torah tells us is created b'tzelem elokim. So this man who, maybe he spoke disrespectfully, maybe he didn't have proper manners, and maybe he didn't know better, he was insulted, and he was telling Rabbi Shimon, go to Hashem and tell him, what an ugly creature have you created. And Rabbi Shimon automatically felt guilty. He automatically had remorse for the way he had greeted the person. And he got off his donkey and bowed before the person and begged him, please forgive me. You're right. I didn't speak properly to you. Please, don't be angry with me. And the man was hurt and he refused to accept his begging of forgiveness. And he said to Rabbi Shimon, I will not forgive you until you go to the one who fashioned me this way and tell him, how ugly is that vessel that you created? and he wouldn't look at Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon started following him and begging him, please forgive me, please forgive me. And the man refused. And the man continued his way as Rabbi Shimon is following him and begging him for forgiveness. And they reached the city. When they reached the city, there were many people at the city anxiously awaiting for Rabbi Shimon's arrival. They wanted to honor him. They wanted to bless him. They wanted to greet the great Rabbi Shimon. And when they see Rabbi Shimon, they come and they greet him and they say, peace to you, Rebbe, Rebbe, our teacher, our master, welcome to our town. And this ugly person turns to the people and he says, who are you calling Rebbe? Who are you calling your teacher, your master? And they said to him, that man who's following you, don't you know? That's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the great rabbi, the great sage. He's coming back to our city after he's learned so much Torah. And the man responded, he said, if he is a rabbi, if he is a chacham, I wish upon the people of Israel there should not be many like him in Israel. And the people were stunned. They asked him to explain, why is he saying such a thing? And he told them what had happened, how he had greeted Rabbi Shimon with peace, and how Rabbi Shimon responded and shamed him. And the people told him, look, he has learned a lot of Torah. Forgive him. And when all the people begged him to please forgive Rabbi Shimon, he agreed. He said, because of you, I will forgive him, just because you asked me, on the condition that he does not get accustomed to behaving this way. Rabbi Shimon was happy. The man had forgiven him. And now the people awaited his lecture. So he entered the Beis Medrash and taught. What was the first thing he taught them? He taught them the lesson he had just learned. Le'olam yehe adam rach kakaneh. A person should be soft as a reed, and a person shouldn't be tough like the cedar tree that grows high. A person has to bend, even if someone greets him improperly. A person shouldn't be tough and proud like he had been when he was riding on that horse on the beach, riding after years of learning Torah and knowing how everyone wanted to greet him and learn from his Torah. No, he should have been soft as a reed. And even when the person greeted him like that, he should have bent and greeted him back warmly. And Rabbi Shimon taught the lesson that he had learned is that a person should know to bend, a person should be like a reed. Our sages tell us the reed will last. The waters bend it this way, that way. The wind blows it this way, that way. Because it can bend, it lasts. The cedar tree, as high as it grows, because it's so tough, if a strong wind comes, it knocks it down. And the reed, the lowly reed, we take the reed from the river, and that's what we use to write a Sefer Torah. The Sephardim still do this, and this was the ancient Ashkenazi custom as well, that we write a Sefer Torah with the reed. Why do we take a reed? Because the reed is low and humble, and the reed knows to bend. According to some, this ugly person was none other than Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu saw that Rabbi Shimon had concluded learning and was leaving the Beis Medrash with pride about his accomplishments. So Eliyahu took on the fashion of an unusually ugly person so that this story would occur and Rabbi Shimon would learn his lesson. There are different understandings in the story. As we said, this is a difficult story, but for now, we'll just take it simply. Yeah, Daniel.